Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for May City Council for Monday, November 19th, 2012. And we'll begin today's meeting by reviewing the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. Page 2, items 3A through 3C. Hey, could I, just real quickly, on the Silver Star Playhouse, I see Christian out there. Christian, could you come up and give us a short little, if you don't mind, on the status of that, since this is taking over where the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater was, would like maybe an update as to where we are on that. Go ahead and take a seat.
Thank you. Well, we're planning to reopen the old Broadway Palm as the Silver Star Playhouse on November 29th. And where it's crunch time for us, so
I guess
but I think we're going to have a terrific response to the opening. The lobby is in the process of being part of it's completed the renovation. The box office has been relocated. The lobby bar is being renovated. The theater itself is just it's really a knockout. You have to come and see it. I don't know if any of you stopped by to get a tour, but it's I think that's the best it's ever looked.
Good.
So we're all pretty excited.
Well, great. We're excited to have a session on November 29th then.
29th, yes.
Good. Okay. Thank you. That was it.
It's
funny because I can't remember if it was last Friday or something. Someone said, hey, whatever happened, and they ask about that. So it's fortuitous that you're here. We get an update.
We're alive and kicking.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Items 4A through 4C. Items 4D and 4E. Items 4F through 4H. Items 4I through 4K. Items 4L and 4M. Items 5A through 6B, Councilmember Richens.
Hi, just wanted to point out a typographical error. It was pointed out by a constituent called me actually about 5A, where it reads in the second paragraph, the agreements authorize the purchase of solar energy for 20 years at 0.05. That would be, I think that reads 0.05 of a cent, not 5 cents. It should be $0.05. It was correct in the staff report, but it's incorrect here. And so I don't know if that affects the agendizing of this agreement materially at all. But if we could just note that change when we read in the consent agenda, that should read 5 cents or dollars.
$0.05, yeah.
$0.05. But if that's the rate, I'll go for that. Yeah, can we have 100 years at a fifth of us?
Okay.
Solar City, I think.
Duly noted.
Here, I think they... Just to note that. Okay, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Item 6A, 6B. Yeah. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I just wanted to mention item 6A as being just like the best zoning case to work with neighbors and zoning attorneys that I've ever worked on ever. So a lot of issues. Worked through them all, and, you know, it's going through and should be going through on consent, but you never know. But neighbors were totally happy with the process and with our planning department, with information. So very excited about a smooth process.
And this is the one that we've read about. I mean, I've heard more about it in the newspaper than I've ever heard about. So that's a compliment to you and to everyone who's involved that they worked through these problems and before it came here and came to an acceptable resolution. Good. Thank you for pointing that out. And thanks for your involvement, because I know you had to be involved to make that happen. Items 6C through 7B. Items 8A through 9A. Councilmember Fender?
If it's possible, I'd like to have somebody from Hotshot Delivery come up for a couple quick questions.
Mayor, Council, I'd like to introduce John Fillerup. He is with Hotshots, process serving.
Good afternoon.
Great. Hey, I appreciate you being here. I had a few questions, and I was hoping to kind of get you on the record. In the past, and in my council district, I've had some complaints about process serving. And I don't say that was you guys. I think there's a transition period there. But it would be nice to have some feedback how what you do in your process to make sure people are duly served and that there isn't any falsifying the service. Have you got some info there?
Sure. We receive about 2,500 serves a month. We serve about 1,000 to 1,200 serves a month. In a typical month recently, we're receiving about 2 to 3 phone calls a month where someone will call and have questions or have a complaint on a service that took place. Quite honestly, most of the impressions of process serving come from Hollywood. So a movie like Pineapple Express, where I've got to trick the surgeon and get in a surgery room and physically hand them the papers, that's what a lot of people think of process serving. And there are rules. We do follow the rules. And once we explain the rules to them, you know, they realize that they have been served. Those that still don't believe that they've been served, we just let them know that there's the ability to go to court, put the process server under oath. They're under oath, and they can tell both sides of the story in front of a judge, and that's the best venue to take care of a complaint regarding process serving.
Well, and the challenge that the situations that I heard about, what happens is, you know, they get a notice in the mail, and they say, hey, I'm going to take my chances, see if I can get served or not.
Right.
And then a period of time goes by, and towards the end, all of a sudden they receive something from the courts that says, hey, there's a judgment against you, pay up or we're going to suspend the license. And now they're on their heels trying to figure out, hey, hundreds of dollars of charges and things. And so it sounds like you have a pretty good record. The information I've been given from PD is they're working well with you. And I was just hoping to get your commitment, and, you know, it's probably a large organization, but trying to make sure that we do our best by the citizens to give them a fair and honest service and then get through the process.
I can tell you this, that before anything's submitted to the city, I personally review it, or one other person personally reviews every serve to make sure that the details are correct, to make sure that it is indeed a good service. And on occasion, when it's a gray area, We do throw out serves occasionally and do not submit them to the city.
Yeah. Yes, Councilman Richards.
Maybe you could explain to us what a good serve is, other than like an ace at tennis or something, right?
Well, there's not a lot of options with photo radar. It's technically a summons and complaint. The rules for a summons and complaint is that if I'm coming to your home with a citation to you, I have to personally serve you that complaint, or I have one other option, and that's to serve someone else that also lives at that same home. So if your 17-year-old daughter answered the door, you weren't home, and I confirmed that your daughter does live there and she is your daughter, I can subserve that complaint onto your daughter to you.
Can you tape it to my door?
No.
Can you put it in my mailbox?
No, absolutely.
Can you slip it in my car?
If you're in the car and you won't roll down your window, we'll do that.
If we're not in the car, you know, can you leave it anywhere else on the premises? It has to be given to the person or somebody who lives at that property.
It has to be given to the person, or it can be given to someone that lives at the property also. So I can personally serve you, or I could subserve your daughter or your son or your wife if they live at the same home.
A minor child?
A minor, the statute really doesn't say an age.
Would you serve a minor child?
Well, the definition is what's a minor. And
I want to know, will your company serve a minor child? Yes or no?
Well, we need to define a minor by law.
18 or less.
Absolutely, yes.
So would you serve a 5-year-old?
Absolutely no.
Would you serve a 17-year-old?
Absolutely yes. But there's a second part to it.
So somebody who doesn't have legal standing, you would serve a legal document?
There's two parts
to it. I'm having a little trouble with this now. I feel a little uncomfortable about how this is the definition of service here. I don't think serving a minor in any way constitutes a legal service. I don't know if my city attorney wants to weigh in on this, but I really feel uncomfortable with this.
There's two parts to the statute.
Yeah, let's do one thing, and I understand your discomfort. One thing is, what does the law say? The other thing is, what is your policy? So let's separate the two, because I think what I hope you're going to say is, here's what the law either states or allows, and here is our policy and how we enforce that law as it relates to legal service. Is that okay?
I might be able to answer it best with a real situation. The law says that the person has to be of an age where it's reasonable for them to take the serve.
And who makes that determination?
The courts.
Do I have to bring in somebody to show that they're competent or incompetent?
If you were to argue the serve.
Oh, good grief. Okay, carry on.
Well, no, remember, what you're doing, and just to play this out, you're arguing that you were not served on a photo radar ticket.
Presumably so, yes.
Okay, so the only way that would happen is if you either claim you never knew, or somehow you knew, but let's say it was your server gave it to a 9-year-old daughter, and from a legal standpoint, you're going to go in and say it was unreasonable to serve, therefore you're fighting the service, which means you're trying to get out of the photo radar. Is that accurate?
Okay.
So it's only a situation where you don't believe you were served, so you're
yeah, I just think we need a standard for who gets served. And
well, is that something we set, or is that something that the state law sets?
The state sets the definition of service and who makes.
And the definition is what? What is the?
I don't know off the top of my head. I wouldn't want to cite.
Can you cite that, what it actually reads? I'm sure. Here comes the courts. Here they come.
Here come the judge. Back. Here come the judge.
Nice.
I've been waiting so long to,
We didn't get it.
Yeah. Thank
you. Here comes the administrator.
We anticipated this question might come up, so Lenny's here to answer.
Okay.
Here comes Lenny.
It's a rural Supreme Court, and the actual verbiage is some person of suitable age and discretion. So I went on to some law websites. And there are rulings that if an individual is 13 years of age or older, that is acceptable service.
Have you met my son's 12, but if you left a legal document with him, I would be livid. I mean, seriously? Okay, so that's the Supreme Court ruling is saying that you could serve somebody that's 13 is the legal age. Okay.
Quick question, Mayor.
These are the same kids that you have to pin their lunch thing on so they don't lose it. Go to school. Councilmember Fender.
Well, and so in our contract that we enter into with these fine folks, can we raise the standard? Can we make that a stipulation or a requirement that service has to be something more, or even though, the state law?
I guess I would want to look at that. My recommendation would be to go with what the state law is. The Supreme Court set this rule. They have interpreted it. For us to change it would be out of the ordinary, certainly.
Okay. Well, Mayor, if I could, unless
go ahead.
You have. So my goal is, I've had this heartburn in the past. I got quite fired up on it about a year and a half ago and spent lots of my personal time kind of understanding this whole photo radar system and the service and seeing some of the challenges. And so my goal is working with the police department, with the courts, as we monitor this, as we go forward, visiting with our contract administrator. There are some triggers in there that if we feel like through the police department the service isn't well or things are happening that we're not happy with, that and I don't remember the exact terminology, but we can end this contract. And I realize it's probably only for the next couple of years until we reevaluate the whole system. So I'm forever watching and trying to be vigilant in this. And I can say that in the last little while, I haven't had any complaints. So that's probably a good sign. But by the time it rises to a council level or to the mayor or others, that I would say there's a problem in the system And so far, recently, we haven't had that, so I guess that's good. But
can I ask one question? And thank you. How many times do we send out mail a citation? Just once or twice before we serve?
We mail a citation
once,
and if they don't respond within 30 days, then they're eligible for process of service.
Okay. Now, as somebody who was the victim of, not from your company, I don't know how to say this, a dishonest server, it was at an out-of-city. It was a different city in Arizona, never knew anything, and we looked at the service, and it was service to a guy at my house named Bob. Now, there's never been anyone who lived at my house named Bob or anything, and that's not a good server. I know they made it up. And my next-door neighbor happened to be in the same city, got same problem, not mailed, and theirs was the same thing. So he had somebody who came and pretended to drop off two service and got him dismissed, but it was a pain in the neck to do that. So I've seen what happens when you have unscrupulous, let me put it that way, servers. But in this, putting it in context, we have somebody who's had something mailed to their home address and has been served, and whether it's to a 14-year-old or whatever, there's been two attempts to contact. So it would have to be somebody who came in and said to the judge and said, listen, I didn't get the mail, never saw it, and you didn't give it to me, you gave it to someone else at the house, and they might have been 14, they might have been 13, they might have been 18, whatever it was. So that's the situation we're really dealing with, right?
Right.
And then they might fight it if you gave it to a 12-year-old to say, listen, you can't give it to a 12-year-old because there's no anticipation that I would get that service if you gave it to a 12-year-old. And the court said, if it's to a 13-year-old, then by law, there's the anticipation that you would get it.
Technically, it's always up to the interpretation of the judge.
Okay, so I'm assuming, and I get it that with specific circumstances, I would assume, though, that they'd follow a Supreme Court hearing or ruling, and that's their baseline. They would start there.
That's correct.
So we know from the Supreme Court that if you're 13 or over, you're probably starting out in a safe harbor. If you're under 13, you don't have that protection. You're probably on shaky ground.
But whenever we talk about age, we always have to bring up the second part, and that's capable of taking the serve.
Yeah, this 12-year-old guy with a full beard, I can understand that. And they do exist. The server might not think they're only 12.
So an 18-year-old with Down syndrome,
gotcha,
is not a good serve.
Okay. Councilman Richard.
I'm just not sure why we couldn't stipulate in our contract something different.
We may be able to, but that would, as I told Councilmember Pinter, that would be very extraordinary, and we would have to go back and renegotiate the contract. I'm not saying we legally cannot. It's something I would have to look at.
Well, Mayor, you weren't here on Thursday. The other thing that the contract periods don't align. So footer radar's up for renewal March of 2014. This is a two-year contract from today, which presumably you're going to need 3 or 4 months after the end of the photo radar program to process through all of the tickets.
Gotcha.
And I just wanted to confirm from you that there's no cost associated with that continuance past. It's only serve a ticket, you get paid, period. There's no cost for a con. So if we gave you no tickets for 3 months, then you wouldn't get paid a dime.
That's how the contract's written, and it's an at-will contract.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't pay. I mean, basically, right, it's collected from the person, and then we're basically a pass-through, right? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. I mean, going back from what Councilman Fender said, Is there been a real problem with service recently? I'm not hearing that there has been. I know there was some complaints that we have issues. I've heard some anecdotal onesie-twosie things.
Anecdotal.
But recently we don't.
Recently
have
we haven't.
Okay.
But I will ask.
Did we fix something that we?
Well,
go ahead, Councilman Fender. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I've been a little concerned because we're supposed to, in our overall photo radar contract, be tracking these complaints, and then there's supposed to be a follow-up with some documentation. I hadn't seen that from the earlier days, and I'm hoping that's occurring now, but nobody's produced anything. So hopefully if we're doing everything right in the overall contract, then we're going to hear, we'll have documentation, and it's crystal clear that goes.
Councilman Richard.
I guess I'd tag on to that. How often is there a process service complaint coming up before the court, and what documentation do you have to show?
We have statistics on that, but it's not necessarily a complaint. It would be a challenge to the service itself.
How often does that occur?
Lenny, do you have the numbers on that?
Excuse me. In fiscal year 11-12, 14,874 affidavits of service were filed. I went back the past month and a half, and it appears about 10 challenges per month, so that's about 120 challenges per year, and that comes out to 0.008. And the last 10 challenges
that's sensor dollars
were
I think we got the decimal in the right place on that.
The last 10 challenges, five, the defendant, the judge ruled in favor of the defendant of ineffective service, and five, the judge ruled in favor of the plaintiff, the service was affirmed. And the cases that I looked at and read the log, it wasn't disputing or falsifying any type of service. It was the individual had a relationship, they left the relationship, hadn't lived there in a year or so. The person who still lived there accepted service and, you know, threw it in the trash.
I've heard of that. The broken up, the boyfriend or girlfriend they've broken up
with. Well, there's that, and the foreclosure issue is the other ones that I hear a lot about.
The new,
foreclosure. So they left the house. The new the people.
Well, but that begs
the
question under state law. Don't you have 10 days? I missed this question on the exam. So is it 10 days?
You have 10 days to change your address.
Maybe I got that right. You have 10 days to change your address.
If it would help counsel, we can track those challenges at the court and give you some indication back as what the basis of those challenges.
Yeah, you get what we're saying?
I don't understand.
On a foreclosure or a split, you have 10 days. By law, you're supposed to change your address on your driver's license 10 days after moving.
Oh, okay.
So what happens usually is people don't change their address. Then they get a photo radar, and then it goes back to the address they no longer live at, and that's when you have complaints. The only time that it would be a problem is if you got a photo radar either slightly before or right after you moved, and you before you had a chance to do that. But most people don't change their address.
The other thing is, before it ever reaches the point of going to court as a challenge, is the right term. I mean, I've heard from our own staff people about going through other people at that address and serving. Not they weren't even ex-boyfriends. I mean, I had one staff tell me what a hassle it was that they had to come in and positively affirm their identity, and this person was a female, and the person that was in the photo in the car getting the ticket was male, and they didn't live at that address, and it was this biggest mess. But the courts really put our citizens through a ringer to get that straightened out. When if you look at a picture and an address, it was pretty clear cut, and so I don't think it would ever raise to the level of a challenge. What's that?
Is it a process server issue?
Well, I don't know if it's process or if it's the way it's being, because it was the way it was served to this person eventually.
Yeah, there's been a couple where there was a series of events, and they ended up serving to one thing where they had moved out. Mm-hmm. It was a former roommate that got it through.
You know the story I'm discussing.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, once again, with 14,000, did you say 14,000?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't mean to be callous, but sure. 14,000, you're going to have, this is still a human endeavor. We don't want any mistakes at all, because that's one mistake too many, but the odds are you're going to get one or two mistakes. I feel comfortable if we have a system in place that tracks, we have expectations that are set. I sort of think you got the message of what some council members feel about this, and we just want to make sure that our citizens feel that it's fair and there's a way they can work through this. And if we can track that, and the one way to do that is to track that.
Yeah. I still feel uncomfortable with service to a minor child in any way, despite what the Supreme Court may say. It would be my preference to look at our contracts and make sure that, you know, somebody has legal standing in order to accept a legal document. So it's just...
Well, out of curiosity, if we were to add that to our contract, that wouldn't change the result of the court case, would it? A violation of that is just a violation of contract. So they could still, I'm seeing shaking of heads, they still could be convicted for the ticket. We would just be able to use it if we saw a succession of underage services. We'd be able to see that
the
breach of contract.
Platform of service on a different basis than what it exists under the rules.
So it'd be breach of contract between us, but not necessarily something that
is illegal.
It would be illegal. So they could still serve the child. All
right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, Mayor.
Yeah.
It's off consent, you know, having had this, I was glad we had this public debate on it and get it out and get everybody on the record. So I'd be willing to put it back on consent unless there's
9A is put any other any objections to that? Okay, 9A is back on consent agenda. 10A. Okay, Okay, I think we'll have a chance to talk about that in the regular meeting. All righty. We have any reports on meetings and conferences?
We'll press on.
Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. We will invite the council to have a yummy Thanksgiving this Thursday morning, so we won't be having study session. And there will be a... this Thursday.
Just yeah, hold on. I have to clarify one thing. We called your house and told you about this. Of course, we talked to your 13-year-old son. You didn't get the message? I'm shocked you didn't get that message. All right.
And reminder that there's a special council meeting to canvass the general election. It'll be Monday, November 26th at 4:30 p.m.
Now, can
the
we...
The speakerphone will be in room 170. We will send out to you the call-in number if you want to call
now,
in.
Let's monitor that, because the last I heard, the Secretary of State was giving Maricopa County an extension. Does that affect our ability to canvass?
I got an email this afternoon saying that they would have more information for us tomorrow. And they would get in touch in the morning.
So if we if that changes, we'll let you know.
Yeah, just be aware of that, because last I heard that Friday was the date, but they were planning on extending because of the delay in counting all the provisional ballots. So we'll plan on it, and it'll be posted, but we
can always cancel the meeting if we don't.
And if that's the case, then we'll probably just take care of it during the Thursday.
No, we won't.
It'll have to be the following, the 3rd.
It'll be December 3rd.
If we have that much time, yeah.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so we'll give you the call-in number.
Yeah,
for Monday. Okay, and the next council meeting will be Monday, December 3rd.
Great. Anything else? I have a motion adjourned from the Vice Mayor, Second Councilmember Glover. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.